You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Are you ready to play?
Boys Against the Goals.
With Dom and Jeremy.
Yeah, we are. The time has come to play on a big day. Lisa is going to be representing for the ladies today. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning.
So glad Hello. You called us. What are you up to today? Anything fun?
It's my son's second birthday today, so after work we're going to take him out.
Where are you guys going? Like Hooters or something?
We were thinking, well, they have the world's largest bouncy house, I think, opening today in Colorado, so we were going to try to maybe hit that.
Wait, what? Where is this?
I've got to do more research. I think it might be in Longmont or somewhere out there, but the facility is like 50,000 square feet, and they're going to make it in, I think, the Guinness record book?
Yeah. So I think Dom's Googling it real quick.
As fast as I can.
Yeah. I feel like you should know exactly where it's at if that's where you're going there today, but...
Yeah, my husband brought it up last night, so we were looking into it, because I think today might be the grand opening.
That sounds like a lot of fun, actually.
It's really neat. Oh, yeah. And we're excited.
Kids love bounce houses, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
Like, if you roll up to any kid's birthday party and they have a bounce house inflated in the front yard, you know it's going to be a good time.
Oh, yeah.
And you also know somebody's going to be crying within 20 minutes.
Here's what I know. Just a quick Google search is apparently world's largest or America's largest bouncy house is something that every state fights over. Mm. They're all claiming they have the largest.
The biggest.
So I just don't, who
well,
knows?
Well, either way, it sounds like a giant bounce house.
It sounds like fun either way.
Yeah, sounds like a good time.
Bigger than the one in the mall.
Right, yeah.
It'll do.
All right.
You know, I'm looking at this one thing you can even go to. It's thebigbounceamerica.com, and it doesn't even tell you where the hell it is. It's like page after page of photos and all this other stuff. I'm like, okay, where are you?
Huh.
Yeah, that's what we were trying to figure out.
Yeah, this might be a different side. Whatever.
Can you get in there with your kid, or is it just kids only? Do you know?
Oh, no. It's for all ages. So they said all age groups can get on most of all their attractions.
Well, then there's definitely going to be some crying if adults are in there bouncing with the kids.
Yeah, no doubt.
It's going to be like that thing on the trampoline if you jump and land right before the other person does and it sends them flying. There'll be a lot of that with the little kids today.
Yeah.
It's going to be a hell of a time.
That's kind of funny. What do you do for a living, Lisa?
I'm a waitress.
Where? We'll give you a plug. We'll allow that.
I'm at Moonlight Diner.
Yeah, I guess I'm not familiar.
I don't know that
I
one.
Guess I'm not familiar with the Moonlight Diner.
It sounds a little nutty.
It's all breakfast stuff and barbecue.
Breakfast and barbecue? You got us.
You know
you got
what?
Us
I've eaten at the Moonlight Diner. You're out by the airport, right? Kind of?
Yep.
Yep, I've eaten there. I've had your biscuits and gravy, actually.
Oh,
it's way the hell out there.
Yeah, that's why nobody knows where we're at right now.
It's like a little 50s diner. Yeah.
I'm going to have to make a stop.
It's good old greasy breakfast food.
Mm-hmm. Next time I'm returning my car, you know, and then going to the airport, I'll stop at the Moonlight Diner.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm going to ask for Lisa.
That's great. Yeah, please. That'd be awesome.
All right.
All right. Good luck to you today. The girls are counting on you for a point, but Scott is saying, whoa, not so fast. Scott, welcome.
I know. This is a tough day.
Hi, Scott.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
What are you up to today? Doing anything fun?
Just dropped the kids off and then headed back home to go to work.
What's that?
Yeah.
What's your work?
What do you do?
I'm a software engineer.
Software engineer.
Thrilling.
Wow.
What kind of software?
I work for a
Scott, are you making all this up?
Company, all right.
Scott, are you talking to somebody else right now? I mean, this is just normal human interaction. What do you do? You're just like you're really struggling with this. What's going on?
Well, I know my wife is listening at home, so I'm super nervous.
Oh, is she mean to you?
Who are you talking to, Scott? Pay attention to us.
First of all, Scott, do you have your radio turned on?
Turn your radio all the way down.
I do not have it turned on, no.
Lisa, turn your radio all the way down.
Got it.
Scott, just talk with us. Don't talk with somebody else. What kind of software do you design?
I do everything from databases all the way up to front end.
Front end. A lot of front end work.
Okay.
I don't even know what that means, Scott. What do you do for fun? Anything?
So when you click on a button,
yeah,
I build the button.
You build the button.
Now you're talking.
That's a better way to do it. Yeah, so you're a button guy.
Okay, good.
I'm a button guy, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, thank you
good.
For
now
your work.
We got you loosened up. That's good.
Thank you all for right. your hard work.
You were really communicating like an engineer there for a moment, and so I'm glad we've pulled you into the realm of the non-engineers.
I totally glazed over, so.
Exactly. So here's how this game works. I'm going to be asking Scott some questions that women probably more likely to know the answer to, and then Jeremy will ask Lisa some questions that guys probably more likely to know. Best out of three will win. We'll get the prize and a point for their side. If we're tied after three, we play sudden death overtime. Plus, we alternate which side goes first. Today it's the ladies. Jeremy, Lisa is all yours.
All right there, greasy Lisa. Let's see here. Please tell me, what car company makes the midsize SUV that is named the Traverse?
Chevy.
Yeah, girl.
Wow, she's ready for you. She's had a few of those in the parking lot there at the diner.
I bet, yeah.
You know, Scott, I'm going to just get right into it. Are you ready for this question?
I am, yes.
Name two brands of tampons.
Tampax.
One.
Maxi.
Time is up.
Is there more than one? All I know is Tampax.
Tampax, Kotex, Playtex, Lola, Sustain, OB, Honest, Cora, Seventh Generation, Salimo.
There's a lot of them.
I did my research.
Apparently. Well done.
Thank you. Scott, you got one. You needed two. Back to Lisa.
My son is going through the growing and changing classes, and that was one of the things he came home the other day, and he's like, what are those things that the ladies use?
Those things.
He's like,
what
tampons?
Are
he's like, yeah, our teacher put one in a glass of water today. It was amazing.
I'll be darned.
I was like, yeah, pretty cool, huh?
Hey, well, you got to learn.
You got to learn. All right, greasy Lisa, what cartoon franchise features a news reporter character named April O'Neil?
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
You are unstoppable.
Man.
Good God.
I feel like I'm hearing whispering, though, Jer.
I think she was just repeating it back to herself. Are you alone, Lisa?
Oh, I said yes.
No, are you alone?
Yeah, I just got out of my car.
Yeah, she was just repeating it back to herself.
Here's what the story is, Scott. Listen, you already need this to stay alive. If you miss it, the game is over and the girls take the lead, okay? So you really need this point.
Okay, I'll do my best.
I think
Lisa's killing me, though.
She's very good, but you can get back in the game with this, and I don't think this one's very hard. What product is White Claw most famous for producing? White Claw, what do they make?
Alcoholic seltzer.
Yeah, I'll take that. Sure, it's a hard seltzer.
Yeah,
sure.
Absolutely.
He's back in the game.
Woo-wee, Scotty.
However, it could be short-lived, because if Lisa gets this, she does win. Lisa, if you miss it, Scott will have one more chance to try to send it to overtime.
All right.
All right. Here we go. What is the name of the knife-like weapon that can be attached to the end of a rifle's muzzle?
Take a guess.
No idea.
That's a bayonet.
The bayonet.
Big in the Civil War.
Bayonet.
It's a bayonet. Yep.
World War One, too.
Yeah, World War
One.
Yep.
Oh, horrific, man. All right, so Scott, here you go. Here's some pressure for you. If you get this, we're going to go to overtime. If you miss it, the game is over and Lisa will take a 2-1 victory. You will find a piece of equipment called a reformer in what type of exercise program?
Pilates.
That is correct.
Whoa.
Look at that.
Reformer.
The man has tied it up from down 2-0 to 2-2.
Whoa, make a button out of that, Scott.
We've apparently pushed his buttons here.
It's
at the
comeback
end.
Button.
We are tied after regulation. Okay. 2 points will often win it, but you guys both have 2 points. We go to sudden death overtime.
Oh, boy.
The first one to get one right will win and take the point and the prize.
All right.
All right.
All right, Lisa. Please tell me what company makes the Xbox Series X and Series S video game consoles?
Microsoft?
Yep-a-rooney.
The game is
over!
Scott, here's the thing. I know your wife is living. Give a shout out to your wife. What's her first name?
Becky,
stop being mean to Scott.
Don't be mean, because he took it to overtime and there was nothing. He never even got to, he never even got the ball in overtime.
Stop yelling at him, okay?
He knew more than I did.
No, actually, he didn't. You knew three, he knew two. So,
Lisa, just hold on a second, Lisa.
See, that's how scorekeeping works, Lisa. You hold on a second.
Hold on.
Scott, you're a very good sport, but I'm afraid you got to take some medicine. Are you ready for it?
I'm ready, yes.
All right.
Girls rule.
Boom.
Good luck to you today. And Becky, give him a break.
Bye,
Scott.
Bye, Scott. Bye-bye.
Take care.
All right. Then.
Okay. Scott.
What'd you call her? Greasy Lisa?
Greasy Lisa.
Well, you know what, Lisa? You are the champion today. How about that?
Yay. Oh, I'm
Yay
so excited.
For you.
You guys made my day.
Well, you made ours just by listening and talking to us. You stand by, and Josh will come back and tell you about your prize, okay?
All right. Sounds great. Thank you, guys.
Yay. Welcome.
Very welcome.
Hold
Thank
on.
You. We have nice listeners, don't we?
Those are two great contestants, Don.
Two good people. And there you go. The girls will go into Tuesday's game with a chance to win the month. The boys are going to be fighting to try to tie it for the month.